Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fix your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchanged. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane, no strings attached. You could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. KY, spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes roll back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. It's a Mega the Man production. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is the illest sex talk show ever. Welcome to my Friday edition. This is going to be crazy. I have, let's see, what do I have? I have Tug from BMF in the building tonight. We have, I think, Neil Matrix from Bird Gang Dipset is going to call in. He just dropped the he just dropped a mixtape today. Well, not today. He dropped it on Tuesday, and it's doing really nice. So we're going to get into some of his music. Like I said, Tug from BMF is going to be in the building. I'm waiting for my beautiful co-host to come in and get online and have a good time with us. For those of you guys listening, I'm live on StickCam. We're having a good time, so make sure you log in and see me do my things live. We have a 267-595 number on the air. They have been on for a minute because I logged in early so I could use my Skype so everybody could hear what was going on. So before I get into my music and my antics and everything like that, we're going to bring 267 on. Hello?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, this is Chalk Mommy.
Oh, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm happy I'm talking to somebody. I'm happy I'm talking to you.
Why are you happy you talking to me?
Because you sound pretty.
Oh, well, you know, I can hold my own. I'm not ugly or nothing like that. I'm good.
I know you sound good. I want to talk to you off of this joint now because you sound good.
Alright, so are you called into my show to listen to me to see? Wait a minute, are you doing a blog talk pickup drive by like you're picking up females that got pretty ass voices?
No, not like that. But you just sound like you real thorough, like you sound real pretty though.
Thank you. I can hold my own, you know. I do my thing and whatnot. I ain't even gonna lie. Do you have you have a Twitter or something? Because, you know, I can't just sit there and give out my personal information, but I do see your information, though.
You can hit me up on Facebook or Twitter?
Yeah, I have a Twitter, ChocMommy03.
ChocMommy03?
Yeah, ChocMami.
All right, cool. I'm going to hit you up.
Okay, well, thank you for calling my radio show.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. So,
bye, pretty. I say goodbye, pretty.
Bye, sweetie. So, wow, that was a cool little call. Now, we're moving right along, getting back to my show. I have a blog,
What'd you say?
Nothing. I'm talking to my audience.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I wrote a blog the other day, and that, for some reason, it didn't save, and the topic was, does size really matter? And to me, I would have to say yes and no, because everybody gets caught up in, you know, a big dick is, like, really good, and, you know, if you don't know how to use it, it wouldn't even matter. Like, a small one would be just as good, you know what I'm saying? To me, a big dick is good if he knows how to use it. And sometimes you come across a dude that's not well endowed that can sit there and handle his business just as good as somebody that is packing. So, I mean, the same thing is, like, with men. Does the size of the ass really matter? Does that, is that going to determine how good her coochie is or whatever? So, it's just like, you know, my thing is, females, just find you a dick that works for you. Men, find you an ass that works for you, because not all asses are real. Mine is small and petite, and I like it like that. I can work it how I need to work it, and it's good. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my coochie, well, her name is Chica because I have a tattooed on there. She's just as good as any of them. You know what I'm saying? So, to me, size don't matter that much, but, you know, I don't want a super big dick. And I don't want a really, really small one. It's like, for me, just make sure you can bring it and that you can use it. Then we're all good. So what I'm going to do now is play my first selection of music and get this show on the road and whatnot, because I'm using so many different browsers today. So I know. First of all, I got to do John Doe featuring Shorty Mac. Shorty is a problem. I really like this song, and I'm going to go ahead and play that, and then I'm going to let y'all hear my drop that John Doe did, especially for me. This shit is so hot, and then we're going to play the song, all right?
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy. Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Yeah, it's Doe, baby. What up, Doe?
Ladies,
show me that. We got another one.
I see you, girl.
Leg out, leg out.
Bermuda, wake up in the morning, hit the ocean, go scuba, or maybe hit the scuba, sipping on the Lewis, and later that night, hit the spot up for hookah, get back to the president, dealing when we secluded, on a private island where nobody can get to us, baby, you the baddest, Trina, show you the problem, cook, Tina.
Cause I had pride. I be feeling like every night. Wanna kill Diablo. She's smiling like an angel. Sexy as hell in them Air Max bangles. Stella McCartney, Donatella Versace. Shorty, she's a winner. Automatically got me. Manolo, Giuseppe. Top it off with the Birkin bag. Shorty's got class and something the girls will never have.
Every time I see you, I'm fifteen. To kiss your body and then twist it. I'm addicted, I admit it. I can't help it, I can't. Shorty is a problem, a problem. Shorty is a problem, a problem. Shorty is a problem, a problem. Shorty is a problem, and I can't help it, no.
Moving with her is what I prefer. She a problem, I know, but I don't care, no, no.
Shorty is a problem. John Doe featuring Shorty Mac. I love that song. I really, really, really do. And I'm about to call my co-host because she is late. And, you know, sometimes I have to give her a little jump start. So I'm going to call my little poo-poo and see what she's doing and, you know, get her, like, live on the air. So hold on while I call out and get this shit popping. Hold on. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello. What's his name?
Hi.
Hi. Don't
How
worry.
Are you guys?
I'm fine. Don't worry. This is not a prank call.
It better not be.
Did you see what happened to the guys that we did dirty on Tuesday?
No, what happened?
You saw the picture last night, what Rob did to him.
Yes, I saw that picture, and it's actually on Rob's page.
Did you see the Teletubbies, and did you see Chuck Mommy? I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, I don't know what to say. I really don't. I guess I will never piss Rob off. I have determined that I'm going to give him a lifetime coochie coupon. Doesn't necessarily mean we're going to fuck, but he's going to have that. So I will never, ever get in his bad graces and see my ass on top of something that shouldn't be, or seeing some dude, trying to fuck me that isn't pretty, you know. Photoshop is something serious. So, you know, I'm gonna try to behave myself and be good and whatever.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I gotta say hey.
That will never happen.
Hi, Don. How you doing, baby? Oh my goodness. Now you're gonna have to pick one or the other. So, which are you wanting, the stick cam, or do you want the chat room? Because I can't do all these and TweetDeck at the same time.
Hey, Cobra King, I'll go to chat room for a little while.
Okay. That will be, like, awesome. This Skype shit is working now, so can you hear me real clearly?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Ah! Hercules. Topic of the night is, does size really matter?
Yes.
Okay. Now, with that being said, if you met a guy that was 14 inches, would you fuck with him?
No.
If you met a guy that had 5 inches, would you fuck with him?
Heck no.
But
no.
What if he could use it in a way
nah.
that
No. I wouldn't know if he could use it because he'd never get the opportunity.
So you discriminate against little dicks. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Duh.
Okay. Okay. You know what?
What?
I'm gonna leave that one alone. Me personally, I have used a small one, and you know what happened? I was able to bust a absolutely wonderful nut and have a good time.
We'll try it and see, but I can't see how it's gonna work with a small one. That's just not gonna happen.
Well, if he's just messing with the clit, you know what I'm saying? Like, here's a little clit, right? This is a little clit right here. And if he's taking a little ding-a-ling and he's just rubbing the clit, like, up in here, up in here, up in here, up in here, then it wouldn't matter. It's going to make you cum. I'm not going to say it's going to make you squirt, but it's going to make you cum.
Uh-uh. If I can't squirt, then that's a waste of my time and my energy.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay, now, when you squirt, the first time you squirted, did it feel like you was pissing on yourself?
Yes.
Were you peeing on yourself?
Okay.
I can't squirt. I mean,
I'm
telling
you.
You
can?
No. I can't squirt. I don't know how. I haven't met the right type of dick that just made me want to do all that. Because I was told that when you're getting ready to come, you need to push down really, really hard, right? And when you push down real hard, then it feels like you're going to, like, pee. So I be scared because it's like, when I'm coming, I'm just like, and I feel the pressure, right? And then it's like all of a sudden, I be scared I'm about to piss on the dude, and I don't want that embarrassment.
Okay, I really want to, like, turn off. Thank you, Prince. I want to turn off the personal messages. How do I turn those off? Because, guys, I can't do the personal messages right now because I, because I'm trying to do this chat, the stick cam chat, and I'm running the blog talk chat. So I can't do the personal messages. So I don't want y'all to think that I'm ignoring you. But, like, if you chat with me in the chat room, this is really an open show. So we can all chat together.
Yes, that we can. Because y'all are killing me with the personal messages. My show is over at 10 o'clock. Then I'll be more than happy to do some one-on-one chats with you guys. But right now we're doing the Chocolate City Radio. So,
Bye, John. Bye, Don.
So... It's like, it's cool. So, you know what? My favorite person dropped their mixtape today, right? Not today. I don't know what he's saying today. But he dropped his mixtape this week, right? And I swear, he has, like, one of the... Oh, God. His voice is just something serious. What the hell is my damn song at? I am going to play... it's called Pull Triggers, and this is by Mel Matrix, Bird Gang, Dipset, whatever the hell he says. What the hell is it? Okay.
Shit it on a freestyle. Okay.
Melly Matrix. And Capo, what's happening, homie? We still flying high, ain't nothing changed, y'all. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold your gun finger in the air if you click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold your gun finger in the air if you click it on them. The old dog of the wolf pack.
Murder.
I'm on the corner posted up where the wolves at.
Goonies.
Khaki shirt, True Religions in the bull's hat. You got players who trying to stunt, you better pull back. You said what? Nah, I beg your pardon.
What?
We getting money over here. You see the Aston Martin.
Yeah.
V12 whooping blood when the engine starts. And if you keep talking slick, I get the guns to dart. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold your gun finger in the air if you click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold your gun finger in the air if you click it on them. Problem by the club and he plotting on him.
Fox.
You know he hungry and he scheming, got the rocket on him.
Get him.
One in the head, he ain't even got the cocket on him.
Nah.
He busting the move, he ain't worried about the coppers on him.
Straight.
Black Camaro for the getaway. Give it up for the Harlem, do your wig away. A robbery, it could turn into a homicide. I was in the booth, blood, that was my alibi.
Word.
Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold your gun finger in the air if you click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold your gun finger in the air if you click it on them.
That was Mel Matrix. I'm pulling triggers. I like that song. That has like such a fucking hard ass beat. I swear, I swear, I swear. Woo! Thank God for Batman. Does size really matter? If size does not matter, please call.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Size does matter. I would have to just say I completely 100% 2,000 times object. You see, I'm beating on my laptop. That's why I started. It looked like I was shaking because I really object to that one. Chocolate mommy.
All I can say is, who the hell is this calling me doing my damn radio? This number looks familiar.
Look, all you can say is it's been so long that you don't remember if size matters or not.
Hello, does size really matter?
I'm mad you answered the phone like that.
Yes. DJ Shotgun, he's calling me while I'm doing my show. He said, he said it does matter. Oh, that means he has.
Tell DJ Shotgun to call into the log into StickCam.
They said you need to log in. We're live on StickCam. He's gonna give me his Latin sausage. It's the I heard it was big and good. Oh my God.
He's such a horn dog.
He's gonna work the mill. Oh my God, have you seen his tongue? Oh my God, his head game is a misdemeanor while mine is a felony. It's Chocolate City, CHOC. Sorry, I gotta get my mixes for my show tomorrow, which is gonna be off the fucking chain. Oh, shit. While I'm doing this, I'm gonna go ahead and get him another, I'm gonna get him another song while I'm talking to you. Guys, while y'all listening to me, I'm gonna give y'all something to listen to. Let's see here. We're going to give y'all some Girls Galore by MJ 813.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my love.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, right? You come to my performance.
I'm going to a show tonight.
Whose show you going to, baby?
Your show, baby.
My show.
And I got my ticket right in
there. All right. Let's ride.
Yeah, you ready?
Full of lie, cost a lot of.
for me. Model brain caked in. Bro, niggas tell a conversation. I got the hood rats hating. Gucci bag train of motivation. Gucci heels make a look high class. Same design label on the eyeglass. Yeah, Menage Pat, feel for the storm. You can bring your girlfriend and I'll make her perform. I got Patron on deck just to make her relax. About to lay the pipe down and that's an actual fact. Yeah, game being kinda nice with that. Understand I ain't tryna pay a price for that. And my lifestyle, so I'm like, girls galore. Cut them up and they wanna encore.
Like a classic, Because a lot of dudes, when they be fucking me, they think they be rocking the boat, but they don't be rocking shit. I be turning over the ship. So, Maya, Leah, this is our throwback classic right here. Leah, rock the boat.
Three. out back was in a chair. We fuck here, we fuck there. Like Janet, anytime, anywhere. She scratch, I attack, she attack. Face down, ass up, she want me deep. When I fuck, no love, no love. She bust, I nut, she nut. I crush inside, she got a man guy, but a man's pathetic. I'm a busted baby, highly respected. Energetic, she magnetic. My tongue poetic, have you screaming, oh God, like I'm pathetic. I'm an upgrade baby, I'm synthetic. Now check it, my heart, you'll never get it. Might as well go ahead and forget it. She needed a man that separated her legs like a comma. She got tired of the drama, she needed a change, she called me Obama. I'ma say anything that you wanna hear. Whatever it takes to get you here. Find my way to your heart, ain't my way to it. She love it when I do it hard. Wear it through it, love. I just can't do it. Pussy wet, leaving me intoxicated. Triple X rated sheet. Fumble like a four-star, keep my dick real hard. Rumble like a NASCAR, roll up in that pussy like a track star. Or we can do it slow while we sipping mo. Pussy pink and taste like Nouveau. Now you go, deep throat in it. Both hands she holding it. From the back I'm stroking it. Can't let go of it. So I beat it like a convict. This shit should be a crime. Send a chill down spine. Beat that pussy up like a track when I rhyme. I saw track of time. She love it when she play with my mind. Screaming out loud that the pussy's mine. Never come too early, but right on time.
And I'm that good. And I'm going to have some caramel mixes coming up soon, too. So, Chocolate Panty by DJ A-Ron, only on Chocolate City Radio.
This is the man.
DJ A-Ron.
In the mix, y'all.
Anticipating good love, don't keep me waiting. Too long, so come get your blessings tonight. and give it his love. Yeah, yeah. Girl, you know that you've been on my mind. Can't sleep at night and such. Baby girl, now that you have shown me the sign for press cats and don't bother with the clutch. Baby girl, I'm gonna give you loving all night long, so strong that you won't forget my touch. Baby girl,
baby, let me teach you, give you love instructions, show you what I know. We should take it easy, ain't no need to rush, no, baby, nice and slow. All this love I can give to you, I expect just a bit in return. You don't have to be perfect, love, as long as you're willing to learn. Baby, won't you come over, love?
Baby girl,
so I can show you love.
Show me, girl.
Promise I got enough to give you all that you need. Baby, so many search to find love that's as good as mine.
I'm thinking of a one thing between you and me. It's them, girl. The pace is too fast for you, baby. Then we can take it more slowly. It's your world. I'll take you to the top. I'll never drop you, never flop you. When I'm away, man, I forgot you. Girl, my love is coming at you. I'll be happy when we really catch you. So what you wanna do, girl?
Or Mac Daddy was not available to answer his fucking phone call. So now I gotta look through my my book for more victims. Ah, okay. I want to say his name is Tess. I don't know. I'm going to roll with the, whatchamacallit, 704-930-9978. Oh, I love being me. For today. In the meanwhile, I guess I can give us a blast from the past because I feel like going through some shit. So what I'm gonna do is where is John? Who the hell is John? Okay, let me see. Dark Man is still welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Everybody else that's listening, welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is the Illy Sex Talk Show. Normally we have guests. I guess I scared his big ass and he couldn't ride the chocolate wave because it takes a lot to ride the wave with me and Shanae, let alone everything go. So while you guys are sitting there listening, I'm going to give y'all some I'm going to give y'all some old school love. You know what I'm saying? This is going to get you up out of your seats and you're like, oh, shit, y'all don't feel like y'all at lunch from 12 to 1 because you know how they always do the little old school shit. So here is DJ Aaron with the old school mix part 1. Here we go.
Yo, check this out. Sit down. The lesson begins now.
It's DJ Aaron.
In the mix, y'all.
Yeah.
Go Hard. Oh my God, he had all the good shit in there. Oh, for real, Candy Rain, Dana Howard, Freak Like Me, fucking R. Kelly and Aaliyah back and forth. It's just like, oh my gosh, like, it is just fucking bananas how we just keep doing it on here. Like, nobody does it like Chocolate City Radio. We have the prettiest co-hosts, we have the endless conversations, and the topic tonight is, does size matter? I'm going to bring
in... Yes, it does.
You know what? You know what? What the hell? What Black is a Star video? Girl.
Okay, so everybody, my suggestion to Chalk was that we do a late night lingerie edition of Chocolate City Radio tonight. So you guys tell me what you think about it and see if we can convince Chalk Mommy that we want to do a late night lingerie edition of Chocolate City Radio.
So come back on late tonight and do a late night. Okay. I'm still with you. Okay, so I ain't gonna play no more chocolate panty mixes, cause I'm gonna save them other three for this late night.
Yeah. So we come back on at like 12 o'clock and do the late night lingerie edition of Chocolate City Radio.
Ooh, that will work, because I got some lingerie for your ass, but, you know, it's not coming out.
I'm just doing bra and panties, that's all.
I love my account too much. I really can't. So, you know what, before I bring Jazzy in, I gotta play this song, and I love this song so much. It's gonna, you know what, I can't even play that because that's one of them for the late night shit.
Well, play something different. You know, we haven't gotten any feedback from the people in the room anyways. Nobody's told us how they feel about us doing the late night lingerie edition. So they need to decide, do they want it? Do they not? Are they ready for...
y'all want it? That's a good ass question. Okay, so while they're deciding on if they want it, I'm going to give them a taste of what happened on on Tuesday night with DJ Cow Wow. Okay, this is my favorite part right here. This is Chocolate Fantasies, right? This is where the prank calls come in. So y'all going to listen to this and y'all going to laugh your ass off. So basically what happens is, I have this thing where I do my little prank calls, and I like to have people say burr. So, how about I play the first prank call that started this burr nut series to give you guys an idea of how fucking crucial it is. So, we're going to play the first Gucci prank, then we're going to come back and we're going to play the prank call that we did on Tuesday to the DJ. And if anybody is following me on Twitter, y'all will see his picture. And, wow, whoever he pissed off, I would never want to piss this person off because, oh, he fucked him up. So, in the meanwhile, here is the Gucci prank call. Enjoy it and laugh as hard as I did.
Dude would hit me 8 minutes into the damn show talking about his name is LB. He gonna have to wait
till
Friday.
Get that in. Come on, let's go. Let's get him. I gotta do this.
Hold on. Damn it.
This shit is gonna be hilarious.
Okay, let me get the number out of my email.
You the manager of Gucci Man. You the manager of Gucci Man.
Okay, hold on.
You gotta say burr. You gotta say burr a couple of times too. I'm serious. That right there, that's official. That's how he knows.
Okay, I'm about to call him, and I'm about to put y'all on hold.
Uh, Hello?
Can I speak with LB?
This me.
Hey, LB, how you doing? My name is Frances Smith, and I'm Gucci Mane's manager. Your friend submitted you in a contest to get a verse with Gucci, and you won.
Hey, wait, you who, manager?
I'm Gucci's manager, Gucci Mane.
Oh, for real?
Yes, Burr.
Oh, my God.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, and your friend submitted you. And, I mean, we picked your name, and you won.
Oh, my God. Wait, so what does this mean?
This means you get to be featured on the verse with him, and don't worry about the budget. It's not going to cost you anything like that. It's like a charity thing that Gucci is doing.
Oh, my God. So when I get to do this? Oh, my God.
We're going to set it up for next weekend. I can't remember because I don't have everything in front of me. What city and state are you in?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay, that's not too far. I mean, I'm not going to ask you to drive. We will set up all the travel arrangements and everything like that. Now, the only catch is Gucci is a very wild person, like not in a bad way or anything like that. He has lots of bitches that like to be up under him. So with you doing this picture with Gucci, you're going to have a lot of pussy coming your way.
I'm going to have what?
You're going to have a lot of pussy coming your way. I'm just a very straight up and forward person. I don't cut any corners or anything like that. So do you have a problem fucking like two or three hoes?
No, I don't.
You can bring a homeboy because, you know, it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. So, I mean, it's just like go in the studio. Okay, you're going to go in the studio. Y'all going to lay down the track, and it's going to be a lot of females in there. You'll probably be getting your dick sucked and whatever it is that you want a female to do, they will be there to do that.
Oh, my God. And Gucci going to be sitting right there.
Yeah, Burr.
Oh my God. I'm trying. Oh my God. Is there any way I can like talk to him?
You'll be able to talk to him next week, cause he's about to. He's actually on the road doing a show with Frenchie.
Oh, mama! Damn, mate. Oh my God. I'm about to cry.
Oh, don't cry. Please don't cry. Cry when that bitch sucks. Cry when you get your dick sucked and they swallow and you're in the studio making a hot ass track. You can cry then for pleasure.
Is it gonna be some fine, like, big booty bitches?
Man, we got the baddest hoes on our team.
Oh,
yes. You okay over there?
Hmm?
You okay?
Yeah. I'm just so happy.
Oh, my. Don't cry. Don't cry. What I'm going to do is, if you can give me your email address, I'll send you the information over.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Hello?
Yeah. Skateboard3000@yahoo.com.
Okay, skateboard3000@yahoo.com. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get off the line, and I'm going to send you a confirmation email with all the information in there, and then you can respond back to me, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And remember, Burr!
Yes.
Super Series right there. That car right there. So, Tuesday night, you know, we have a friend named Rob. Rob has a DJ that he cannot stand. He did some old fuck shit. So he got us to call this guy and hook his ass right on up. His name is DJ Cal Wow. So here you go. This is the third part in the Burr series of prank calls.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Cal?
It's me.
Hey, how you doing? What's good? I know you're like, who the hell is calling me? Yo, this is Cynthia, and I was told that you were a very good DJ, and I am representing some members in Brick Squad, and what we're getting ready to do is put out a DVD. It's called the Bird Nut Series, and, like, everybody got different cliques that are going into the adult entertainment world. You got Dipset with Dipsex, and some other people are getting together doing adult entertainment. So what we're going to do is we want to do an adult DVD mixtape, and we are looking for, like, one of the hottest DJs to host it. And I know that you work at Club Hurricane, and they gave us some information, and I looked you up on Facebook, I looked you up on Facebook. You have the body, you have the face, I heard some of your work, and I would be interested in, you know, talking to you, seeing if this is something that you would want to do. I must tell you that this is going to be volume one, and we plan on doing other volumes depending on how well this is going to go, and we're prepared to pay you 3 stacks for your services. So is that something that you would be interested in?
Yep.
Okay, now, this is the thing, okay, while do you have a problem being on the set while people, now you have to just work with me because we're both adults, so I have to be graphic with what I'm saying. Do you have a problem being on stage with everybody fucking, like it's a production, like it's an actual adult entertainment set that you're going to be on, and you're actually going to be spinning while these people are having intercourse? Do you have a problem with that?
No, I'm cool.
Okay. Now, here is the good part, because I know you can get the crowd crunk. You can just go all wild with everything that you're doing. So what I need you to do is I'm going to give you a couple of things, and I just need you to – I'm going to give you some scenarios, and I just need you to, like, role play and let me know how you would do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like at first we're going to start out with a bunch of females on females. They're going to be doing what they're doing, but the best part about it is – you get to call out what you want to see. So while you spin, and you know how, like, when most DJs be spinning, they stop and be like, freeze or throw your hands in the air, whatever it is that y'all do, you know, because I'm old school. I grew up when DJs were saying some old crazy shit, and I want to bring that back. So what I'm thinking is you can tell the girls, I want to see you shake that ass, and they shake that ass, or I want to see your titties jiggle, or, you know, tell them to kiss each other or suck each other and everything like that. So while you sitting there spinning and everything like that, you got to be like, Burr, can you say Burr for me? I want to see how that would sound.
Burr.
No. You got to say it like, you know how, like, when you doing it, like, you really get into the set and everything like that, it'll be like, Burr.
Burr.
That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah. So now it's like, while they're sitting there doing that, you already got that first Burr out the way. You know what I'm saying? So then it's like, here comes the dancing scene. So we bring in a pole, and it's like, the females are spinning on the pole and everything like that. So now it's just like, you know, now comes the excited, because, you know, Burr is Gucci's trademark for 1070. So while you spinning, you just like, everybody clap your hands, say Burr. Everybody clap your hands and say Burr. So can you go ahead and repeat that for me?
What is this job? When are all this supposed to take place anyway?
matter of fact, it's going to take place. Let me get my, because, you know, this whole month is all of the black homecoming, homecoming month. So what we're thinking about is probably the weekend of November the 11th through the 13th. We're going to be on set in South Beach.
Oh.
You'll be flown out, and we'll have you staying at a hotel on the beach. It'll be like 5-star room service and everything like that. We'll have a car come and get you and stuff like that. So you don't have to really worry about anything. So when you first step on the set, you'll receive the first payment of $1,500. And then on Sunday before you leave, or if we finish up on that Saturday, because I think I'm just going to say take the whole day Saturday to film it all, then you'll get your other $1,500. It'll be cash, or if you want to certify cash your check, we can do that too. So it just all depends on what you want.
Okay, that's cool. That was good.
So you're cool with that? Because, I mean, I don't want to look any further. I think you would be the perfect guy for this, you know. And we'll do a big campaign for you because you go by Kyle Wow, right?
Yeah, DJ Kyle Wow.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll have that, and you'll have a photo shoot and everything like that, so we can update some of your pictures, and it's a certain look that we're going for and everything like that, because I'm not sure how old your pictures are on Facebook, but it was one particular picture that I saw that really made me choose you, and it's the one where you have the white theater over your head and you're showing your chest and your abs. Like, what made you take that picture?
Oh, that was at my birthday bash. I was just doing something to be doing something, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you were feeling yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, another question. Do you have a problem with if, you know, some of the girls, like, was coming on to you after the shoot? We would never ask you to film or anything like that. We will have you wear a nice T-shirt with the project name while you're spinning and everything like that. And, you know, our slogan is Burr. So every time that you're spinning and you're doing what you do, it's a requirement that you say Burr. That's why I keep asking you to say it, because it's like, that excitement, you know what I'm saying? Because if you do good with volume one, we're going to want you on volume two. I mean, this could be your brand. This is a big deal, you know what I'm saying? And then just think, when Gucci comes home in like 5.5 months, then he's going to jump on board and it's going to get even wilder. And the money is going to get better because, you know, we're going to pay you $3,000 the first go-round. And the second go-round, if we can volume two, if we do volume two, then that'll be like 6 stacks just for you sitting there telling naked bitches what to do, saying Burr. I mean, to me, shit, that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do is, hold on, let me, because I have your contact information. I need, if you don't mind, could you give me your email address? And what I'm going to do is send you everything that we talked about, and I'm going to send you a contract, and then I will need you to sign it, date it, and get it notarized, and then fax it back to the number that I have on there. And if you have any other questions, a contact number will be on there for you to get in contact with me and everything like that. And I really like how you said Burr. And before we get off the phone, I need you to say Burr for me 2 more times so I can make sure that you'll be able to do this, because, you know, I'm paying for this out of my pocket. You know, it's in my budget, but I don't want to throw my money away. So I'm really happy about the Burr, but I need you to be enthusiastic as well. So can you go ahead and, like, Burr. But before you say it, just think about me giving you that $1,500, that first payment, before you even do anything. So just say Burr, just on the money, thought.
Burr, Burr.
Hello. love you, Cow Wow, and I'm going to enjoy working with you. Matter of fact, give me your email address before I get all excited and get off and everything like that. So what is it?
DJ Cow Wow at Gmail.
Okay, so you will get that email within 24 business hours, which, you know, will be by tomorrow evening. Just look out for it, get it back to me, and you will be fine first class November the 11th. You'll give me your where you're going to be flying out of and everything like that, and I will be flying you into Miami, not Fort Lauderdale, because I'll have a luxury car service to pick you up. And if you need a rental car within the budget, because you're so enthusiastic and I like you, I will even spring for you to rent a Lamborghini that weekend. You know what I'm saying? I got to have you looking the part, because you're going to be my motherfucking DJ. I like this so much. So I'm going to go ahead and get off the phone and hit the corporate office and let them know that we found that guy and everything like that. And just everything will be in the contract. You should get that by this time tomorrow evening. Is that okay?
All right, that's cool.
Okay. Well, Cal, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for taking advantage of this opportunity. And burr!
Burr.
Good night, baby.
Good night.
Oh, my God. I have on clothes, Martha.
Burr. So awful.
And just for him to have on that fucking outfit that Rob hooked him up with the Teletubbies and everything, man, what in the fuck? I swear, yo.
And Martha said, you look weird in clothes.
I'm going to be wearing a whole lot of clothes around here. After I do my drop, I'm going to bring in Jazzy from Cali so she can tell us, does size really matter? Wait a minute, hold
yes,
on.
Yes, size matter.
Okay, if you're sucking the dick, does size matter? If it's small?
Yes. If it's small, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, well, here you go. Damn it.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy, Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
Yes, indeed, you know what it is. This is your boy, Big Inf, chilling with Chuck Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show around. Big Inf, yeah, Chalk Mommy, let's get it.
This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, and you are now riding the chocolate wave on Chocolate City Radio.
I ain't finished. I just gotta find all these bitches.
Yo, bruh, turn me up. What happened? Nigga, turn me up. Nigga, I'm talking to Chalk Mommy, nigga, turn me up, nigga. Yo. All right, what's happening? Hey, what it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Leo.
Leo. What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
Yo, it's your boy, Dash Sanchez. Me encanta la ola con chocolate, mami.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
And then my favorite one.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Yes.
What's up, man? It's your man Mike Bliss, Slip and Slide Records.
And when I want to hear some real freaky shit, I tune into Chocolate City Radio with my girl, Chalk Mommy. That what it is.
Hold on.
What's happening? This is your man Money B, representing Mass and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
One and only Mercy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Mercy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now, I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy. Peace.
Yo, what up, people? It's your boy. It's the Baltimore Banger. N-O-E. Know the name, know the difference. Shouts out to the whole Bird Gang Squad and the whole Know the Brand movement. You know what I'm saying? Baltimore, stand up. Shouts out to Chalk Mommy, ChalkMommyRadio.com. You know how we do on B-More, man. We ride the chocolate wave. You know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy. Bird Gang, baby.
What it do, it's your boy Shorty Mac, and I am definitely in the building, and I'm definitely riding the chocolate wave with my homegirl. Baby, you know I love me some chocolate mommy. Hey, yo, when I get this Terrafuga, right, baby, I'm about to fly my car right over there, pick you up. We're going to fly the car back to the West Coast. We're going to hit the beach, do it real big, you know what I'm saying? Because I told you, Terrafuga Mac, there's nowhere I can't go. Swag, holla at your boy, knock out. Hit it.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This your dude, Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
Y'all see all the people that love chocolate? Now, why would y'all want to fuck with a bitch like me? I gets it in. I got all people wanting to fuck with me. Some kinds of drops. I'm just, like, all over the place doing everything. I'm waiting for the Latin World DJs, or I just fucked it up. Is it? Latin World DJs. I'm waiting for my fucking drop. And I'm waiting for Martha Mendez from MP3 Services to give me my drop. And I don't know why the fuck my co-host playing. I ain't got my shit yet. She over there playing her caramel pussy. I need to get my drop.
Shut up. You are not funny.
No! The topic of tonight is, does size really matter? Female,
yes.
I say no. As long as he should be able to stick his dick in and make you come, it shouldn't matter. You know what I'm saying? As long as you feel it going in, it shouldn't matter.
It does matter. And if it's only 5 inches, no matter how many different ways he puts it in, you're not going to feel it. You don't want it. Size does matter. No.
Well,
if it's 14 inches, it's too big, you're not going to enjoy it because it's going to hurt too bad.
Well,
no thing.
I have a remedy for everything. If he's
5 inches, no.
As long as the head comes in and I feel it, because I'll have like a little small coochie or whatever, then I'm going to feel it. You know what I mean? 14
no.
inches. Just because he has 14,
he's
doesn't
be
mean I have to take
5 inches, little itty bitty head, little thin dick.
Well, with 14 inches, I'll just take the 8 and leave the 6 out. You know what I'm saying? I'll just take what I need.
You need more than 5.
I need more than 5? You think
yes.
With a mouth like this, I can suck a 14 incher?
No. I'm going to choke you.
I think so. I think so. Matter of fact,
I don't think so.
We're gonna bring in
it's
Jazzy.
It's gonna choke you.
And she's from Cali. And we're gonna okay. Before I bring her on, Nate, what's the biggest dick you've had?
I'll plead the fifth.
Okay. Well, the biggest dick I had was 11 inches, and he said I took it all. I don't remember taking it all. All I do know is that we fucked 3 times that night, and I swear. I came back. So he's like.
I thought we weren't having any more conversations about the sex you had with Mr. GA.
What? sale and that's on your site, but actual real life dick that it spits cum when it's finished. Not hot water, but actually thick, white, gooey liquid that's good for your face to clear up pimples.
Yes, it is good for your face to clear up pimples. Best acne medicine around. Do I have to tell? I have to tell you the size.
Yeah.
No. You can plead the fifth. I would plead the fifth because that's
okay,
what I did.
I do. I can and I do. But the size
plead
matters.
The fifth, mommy.
No.
Thank you.
Size doesn't matter.
See, she said no, Nate. You said yes. As long as it can get you where you need to go. What people don't understand is when you're fucking and the dick is good and your pussy is relaxed, it opens up and it allows you to take in inch after inch after inch. This is like when
you're
fucking.
It may not
ass.
Always be going in just the pussy. It may be going in someplace else also. Chop.
But
if
you're relaxed, you can take it. Do I need to make a video showing how many that I can take 14 inches?
Yes.
Nah,
yes.
Okay.
Please make that video. Let's put the link on my site.
I know, right?
Okay.
Let's
it's
get it popping.
After I take them 14 inches, who the fuck gonna help me walk? Who is gonna patch together my pussy?
You know what? I got you. As a matter of fact, if you take all 14 of them inches, I'm going to just go ahead. I'm going to buy you a pink, like, bedazzled walker. We just going
to. I know, right? And I'm just going to buy her a lifetime supply of Epsom salt so she can get it herself.
Yes, yes. We're going to help you do them Kegel exercises to get yourself back right, because once you take all 14 of those,
it's going
to
be
a minute before that heals up, probably.
So
we're going
to need you some salt to gargle your throat, too, because it's coming. It's going in one way, one hole, and coming out the other.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
That is going to be.
You know what?
What?
I can't even lie. When I saw that video with them 14 inches, my mouth watered because I swear when he was jacking his dick, you see my hands? Wait, how do I got this? It was like this. Two hands. I've never seen a person do two hands. I've seen a person jack his dick with two fingers, but never two hands.
Oh, wow. Two
like,
fingers shot?
Yeah. And when
two fingers?
It sounded like raindrops. He said, matter of fact, he paid $200 for my bra and panties, right? He put them on, and he made a video. He set his ass up on his kitchen counter where the stove was, and he started jacking his dick with two fingers. See, hold on. Oh, two fingers, right? And then, all of a sudden, he nutted, and it sounds like raindrops, like, hitting the floor. They just splatted, like, splat.
That's bad.
I mean, yeah. So, that in that case, size does matter, because I really don't think I would have felt anything if he would have stuck it in me. It would have been a pointless penetration. And if he would have rolled me over and fucked me in the ass because he had the little dick man syndrome, I don't really think I would have felt that either.
And this coming from the lady that says size doesn't matter as long
but
as they can put the head in. Wow.
To the rule. And that was the one exception. And if I would have sucked his dick, it would have been like, this is my thumb, like, you know what I mean? Like, I would have swallowed it, like, not even trying to. There was nothing to deep throat. It probably just would have went to the root, like the tip of my mouth. It wouldn't have touched my tonsils because it wouldn't have reached that far. So, I mean, I don't know. That's just sad. Men, if y'all are suffering from little dick syndrome, I suggest y'all go get some extends. Y'all go get whatever it is.
I suggest y'all just go kill yourself. Or go to the corner and bury your faces.
Well,
you know, or better yet, just become gay, you know, or become a monk so that nobody has to deal with it.
If they become gay, they will most definitely have to be the bottom because they couldn't be the top.
Exactly.
Yeah, because, nah,
What I would suggest they do is just make sure they got long money, like stacks on stacks on stacks or racks on racks on racks. And as long as you're paying for the pussy, you will pay for the compliments. You can pay me to tell me your dick is big. You can pay me to tell you your dick is good.
You can't do that to me because I'm just going to tell you. I'm going to get my money up front and then I'm going to tell you what I think of it.
You are so dumb. You are so dumb. You are so dumb.
I'm sorry.
All I want is 8 and 2. 8 inches long, 2 inches thick. That will get me there. I will make some exceptions if you 9 and 3.
No.
I mean, hey, we took babies, but we were 10 centimeters dilated. So, dudes, don't get it fucked up because guys are like, oh, you can take a big dick. You had a baby. Motherfucker, we was dilated 10 centimeters. So that helps out a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Duh.
And me personally, if I was a dude and I seen a female have a baby, I wouldn't even fuck her. Because when I seen my grandkids pop out my daughter's coochie, I was just like, bitch, I never want to see you. I never want to see your pussy again. That's scary. So I'm like,
you're so dumb.
My shit like that, like, woo. So, like, size does matter. Size does not matter. It all depends.
Yes, it does.
If he's cute and he is, if he's fine and he's really nice and he treats me like a queen, size doesn't matter.
It does matter, because even if he's fine and treats me like the queen, if he's got a little itty-bitty wee-wee, then I would cheat.
Oh, what the hell happened to Jasmine? Like, listen.
She hung up. She got scared.
No, I think her call dropped, and then she's back in the queue. I got her back on. But me personally, I just say it has to go by personal choice. You know what I'm saying? You got to do it on... You gotta play it by ear. You know what I'm saying? Like, tomorrow, I'm gonna be doing the show live from the studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna be around a lot of dick, right? And I'm gonna be bodyguarded by the photographer. By no means necessary is he to leave me alone in the studio. Okay?
Why?
Huh?
Why not?
Because I don't want to be, like, taken advantage of.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Okay. I want to take advantage of one-on-one. I don't need any spectators, you know. And I'm kind of rusty. It's been a minute since I had some dick. So what I'm going to do is,
Buttons over there, chocolate mommy.
Oh.
That old chocolate's trying to come out.
Now, I'm waiting at 12 o'clock for our chocolate panty section. Are we doing it?
Late night lingerie section, yes.
Oh, okay. So, basically, I'm just going to go to the studio tomorrow. I'm going to do the show. We're going to have a good time. Latin World DJs is supplying us with some hella tight mixes. I'm going to be in the studio booth doing my drop. Then Montana the Mac is coming through to do a little interview after I've done everything. I'm going to play with him a little bit. Then later on that night, I'm going to go to the club. Me and my daughter, we're going to be in VIP. I'm going to teach him how to Dougie. We got to come up with a chocolate wave dance. That's what we need to do. Get everybody doing the chocolate
Jesus.
Wave. No, we're not going to be like Keisha Cole, old jacked up ass mama Frankie doing the Frankie leg and none of that shit. That bitch needs to stay me having ass down. I'm sorry.
I never did see that mess.
They will never have to worry about me being like Frankie. Ever. I'm
good. You already like Frankie. You just in denial.
What? She is. No, I'm not about to be in church doing the running man. I'm not about to be in the church.
That's bad.
I mean, call it what you want to call it. I mean, shit. Hang
hanging around Jazzy and her freaky sexual toy selling ass, I might find myself playing with a dildo and, you know, asking for forgiveness, looking at the preacher. You know how I get when I go to church. I'll be looking at some church men like, I tell y'all ass. I can't help it. I mean,
yes, you can.
Actually, I can't. I can't help it. I'm just so fucking freaky. Like, I feel really
bad. We all are. There's nothing wrong with that.
But Shanae, when I was at my granddaddy's funeral and my uncle's funeral, I'm looking at
and you was ogling the preacher, you little nasty. Y'all,
yeah.
Chuck was making Google eyes at the preacher at her granddaddy's funeral, trying to get. She was one of the. She did one of those things from, I forgot the name of the movie, Basic Instinct, where she went with the short skirt and didn't wear no drawers. So she sat on the front row, and when the preacher was looking, she spread her legs so he could look under.
Because my grandma was on the front row every time. But I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at the pulpit, and I'm straight fantasizing. I'm making eye contact with one of the deacons, like, boy, I need some Christian healing. Like, if he put his dick in me, like, that would just cleanse me.
You going straight to hell. You going straight to hell. About to bust it wide open. You know, you don't even, you have on more than gasoline draws.
Well, I mean, look at here. Preachers fuck. Like, you know, they, like, say for instance, they wife die. They become a widow, right? Then, in order for them to replenish themselves, they have to find some new pussy. So they're not going to sit there and be like, well, I'm going to marry Sister Mary Elizabeth. And on our wedding night, I'm going to tap this pussy and it's going to be good. No, they go for something younger and wilder and they take care of them and they fuck it before they get married. They just hear up and get a quick wedding. And what they do is they fuck them about 3-4 times to make sure that the pussy is good, like it wasn't just some trick pussy. Then they marry the girl, then next thing you know, they're not sinning no more because they married the hoe. And they don't look so shocked. Do not look so shocked.
Ground up radio talking about what I missed. Oh, you missed everything.
Oh, you missed Shanae talking about her about dirty ass preachers and how they be fucking and they be breaking some of the cardinal. Prime example, Catholic priests. They rather fuck little boys than go fuck a whore or a stripper or a porn star. Right or wrong?
Well, I don't know. I'm not Catholic. I never dealt with those.
I ain't Catholic either, but I see them crooked motherfuckers on TV, and they be having, like, all these meetings about Bishop John Doe fucks the little boy and everything like that. And what they do is they decide to move him from that church and put him somewhere else. Why the fuck can't you put him in jail? So that's a prime example of preachers are fucking nasty and dirty. Look at Eddie Long. He had a campaign against gay people, and he fucking boys in the ass, buying them cars and everything like that. Had he fucked a stripper or a whore, he would have been straight. She wouldn't have said nothing if he would have cut her off. That shit happens. Pussy get old, you get new pussy, it happens every day. Bitch wouldn't have said nothing. But when you start fucking little boys or men and they grow up, and you stop giving them what you was giving them to get the ass, you got a problem. No comment?
No comment.
No comment, Jazzy?
I'm quiet.
Oh, I didn't know I was in. You were out for that.
Man, call me wrong, but shit, let me catch a preacher slipping. He gonna call me right away. He gonna be like, let me lay hands on Chalk Mommy. He gonna be speaking in tongues coming up in me.
You stupid.
He gonna be like, he said, come to you instead of somebody else. So, here I am.
You know, my thing is, if you're gonna fornicate, I mean, it's all the same. Like, you know what I'm saying? They talk about damnation when you fuck the same people, like same sex. They don't say you when you like just have, you know, sex out of wedlock or all that other stuff like that. So me personally, I'm gonna go find me a husband. I'm gonna get married. I'm gonna get saved again, and we gonna fuck, and then what's gonna happen is I will be cleansed because I'm fucking my husband. I'm sucking my husband's dick. My husband is fucking me in the ass. Then my husband is fucking my little small tata.
You're so stupid.
That's what they say. What they say, you know, if you're gonna be weak, get you a husband or get you a wife. No, not even Eve and Steve and Adam. You know, just get you a wife and be happy. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to go and get into the tub and have a little teeny bit of toy time before we have late night lingerie.
You always planning something. Boy, look at here. If there's anybody in Panama City that, okay, this is what I need. I need your dick to be over 5 inches, but under 14. Princess Beth needs you to come and bless her with that range. I mean,
no thanks. I'm good. I like what I have.
I think she needs 8.5, and I need it to be like 2.5 inches thick. You know what I'm saying? But if she is what I think she might be like, then look. Right here, let me hold on. Right here, soda bottle, this 24-ounce. That thickness is what she needs, because she used to be in swinging on poles, so, you know, she got that good snapback. She don't need to be dilated to take something this size. Me, personally, see, it's too big. I can't do it to give it a
You missed it, Chuck.
What I missed? Oh, my God. Cobra King the Great, Ground Up Radio, Jonas 333, MP3 Service, Latin World DJ, Sinead B, Jazzy with the Play Toy Queen, and I got to do a shout out to Rick Ross, because I was talking to my kids today, right? And I was like, I talk so much shit about that fat bastard. He might come to Greensboro, and I might fuck around there and fuck with him. I'll probably be sick as hell, but my point in saying that is I was thinking about Austin Powers, and they need to do a black version of Austin Powers, and Rick Ross
Shagadelic, baby.
Rick Ross should be, was it, fat bastard, the one like, get in my belly.
Oh, shit.
And my Rick Ross voice. I think about him saying that shit, how he be rapping and on one and I got a chop or whatever that shit is. I was like, man, Because have y'all seen
Watch somebody on Twitter just ask me if they can borrow my legs for a little while. They just want to wrap them around their ears.
Yeah, she didn't ask them to stop borrowing that mouth because y'all didn't see what she did to that bottle. That's just sick and wrong. That's a motherfucking capital crime right there. That's murder.
I have no bad reflex.
I can't be fucking with y'all tonight. Y'all are killing me. And I have to come back at 12 for chocolate panties.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Chocolate panties. Martha, I need you to add DJ Shogun, if he can make some late night mixes for me and call them caramel panties after Sinead.
I like that. Nice ring to it.
You know
what? Thank you.
Oh, yes. Chocolate panties, caramel panties, pink pussy, brown nipples. Oh, God.
As a matter of fact, we need to get that patented. Let's put that on the website. Let's just make something called caramel panties and see how many people click to buy.
Oh, now, you know, I got to be stupid. Caramel panties does not mean y'all motherfuckers that fucked up y'all draws. Y'all can get the stain out. That is not what caramel panties are.
Wet.
Oh, God. You know what? I can't be fucking with y'all. You know why? Because y'all giving me a fucking headache. I supposed to have been getting high. Oh, shout out to Sheldon from WQMG 97.1, my photographer / art guard tomorrow. So, you know, it's going to be good. Matter of fact, I'm going to get the fuck off of here, but before I go, I have to play this song because it's appropriate for us getting the hell out of here. And let me see. What the hell is it? Oh, my head hurt. I can't be doing this too much. I need to increase my pay. Okay, we're going to get the hell out of here. We're going to be getting off the show, but we're still going to be streaming live. So everybody come on stickcam.com, Chocolate City, and join us. Rob, that means Rob, I'll bring you in. But everybody else, get on stickcam because we're in the after show. We're in the after party, and we're going to be getting ready for our late night show, Chocolate Panties with caramel sauce on the side. So, yeah, it's going to be the first show of its kind. So I'm going to play a song, then I'm going to come back, and then we're going to talk some more with Jazzy and her fantasies, and we're going to talk to Princess Nay about that big-ass mouth she got that put her in. She put her mouth over a one-liter soda bottle. She got me beat. Then we're going to talk to Rob about his trifling ass and what he did to that lame-ass DJ's kitchen. So I'm going to play my song, and then I'm coming back. Here we go.
This should be played at high volume.
My God. Mind blown.
Hey. Oh. loving your vibe. Shorty, let's slide tonight. Oh, baby girl, show me now. And I hope you let me help her out. She try it, I buy it, she know that. You see that, you want that, so hold back. She got the gold. When I do that, you know I love it when you throw that, especially when you turn around. I be all talking all crazy, listening to Kelly, half on a baby, half on a. I fuck it like I made it, she don't wanna live it. I'm so glad you made it. Everybody like, oh, baby girl, show me now.
Coming to our late night lingerie session tonight?
I want to so bad, but I can't get the internet where I'm at. I wouldn't be able to see it.
You need to get out the hood. Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, we talked about it. I'm working on it.
Yeah, whatever. You need to go steal somebody's wireless or something.
I love my people.
Doc, he's going to miss us in our sexy black lingerie with the black net stockings and... I may even put on some black super high hooker heels.
Oh, okay, wow. I might be able to catch a signal from somewhere. I need my word, but
oh my
yeah.
God.
Guess who I just got off the phone with, Chalk Mommy?
Who?
Well, not necessarily on the phone with. He didn't know I was on the phone. DJ Kyle Wild Thing. And he blocked my Facebook page, so we're no longer friends on Facebook.
Oh, he's mad at you.
Yeah, he's mad. I had one of my homeboys call him, like a mutual person that we know, and he called me, asked me, said, "Yo, man, what's going on between you and Rob? Like, you really pissed him off." Oh man, Rob just tripping, man. Rob mad because of some shit. I don't even know what the fuck he said. Some old bullshit ain't got nothing to do with the reason why I did what I did. Some shit he made up. But my boy said, man, I heard about this phone call he got about you that he about to put out there, man. Yo, if it's anything incriminating, but you need to call that man and apologize to him and do whatever he wants you to do. So once he put it out there, he like, man, I'm sitting here with some of Brit Squad people now, because he was up in Atlanta. He like, I'm sitting here with some of Brit Squad people now. And shit, I showed them the picture. They like, man, we didn't never fuck with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So he like, he like, man, that picture fake, man. He made that picture. He said, well, he didn't make you pose like that. And that in itself is telltale. He said, man, look at you. You got your white Peter behind your neck. He said, you got your hand down forming a triangle. Don't you know the upside triangle is the international symbol for the gay community? He said, hey, how do you explain that? That nigga told him, man, I ain't gonna say nothing to him. That nigga better not come back up here, cause I'm gonna kill him. I like this nigga.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he on that shit. Huh? Yeah, he gonna kill me. So what I'm gonna do tomorrow, I'm gonna post the pictures every 30 minutes. And I'm gonna pretty much kill him. And then when we put when we finish with the editing of the call, we're gonna really lay it down to rest. So we cool.
We played the call tonight.
This is funny.
We
tonight.
We played the call tonight.
Oh yeah, we sure did. How is he gonna kill you? And this is in my sad voice. You be killing them with the picture that you got out now. You already
done
killed him.
He already dead. I said, how can a dead man kill somebody? He dead already. Shit.
Jazzy, have you seen
him? Yeah, he was super excited in that phone call. Like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's going to be real excited when I finish with it.
And then it looks like his hairline is receding.
Man, look
okay,
it up.
I need somebody to forward me this picture because I need a visual.
Okay,
you need a visual.
I am getting ready to send it to you on Twitter.
Retweet it, Chop Mommy.
I'm about to retweet it. He going to be mad at all, y'all.
Y'all fucked up.
I'm
going to
tweet it
from
somebody else's account.
That's funny.
Hold on. This is DJ Cow Wow. DJ
Cow Wow Thang.
Oh, Cow
Wow
Thang. Thang, my bad.
I'm mad at you with the Teletubbies.
Man, he went back. Because somebody like, Kimmy was like, is that a Teletubby?
Heck yeah, this fool has the Teletubbies on there.
Okay, y'all. It's in my timeline. I just tweeted it.
I got it. I found it.
Man.
Man, some of my, well, not my best work, but it wasn't hard to do. Trust me. He pretty much laid the groundwork himself. He can just debate whether the picture is real or not, nigga, but you posed.
The picture is real. The picture is so real.
It's just the background. Like, you didn't make him pose like that. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
Bird.
So loud. I just want you to know that. You're going to help.
It's all right.
Okay. What I need is the other picture that you did of him with the top behind his head, with the white beetle behind his head.
Hold on.
That's the one I need.
Okay, I gotta upload it and then put the link out. I swear, y'all got me doing some old bad, spicy shit. And I booked the 12 o'clock show on Princess May.
Thank you.
So how was the show today? What
shout out to that guy.
The show was great. You missed it. We're getting ready to prepare for our late night lingerie, and you're going to miss us in our sexy lingerie.
Bullshit. I'm still somebody sitting if I don't walk up the street.
Dad, his hairline is really receding, though. Like,
yes.
I'm going to need some Just for Men on that right there. Like, brush that Just for Men on
him. But you know what? Like, it could be like he sucked too much dick and he got a hold of somebody came in his hair, and there was some bad shit, and it kind of took his hair out, like he did a perm or an S curl.
Yeah. Mhm. That's probably what it is.
You can see straight to that nigga's brain, like this shit go way back.
He's a sex symbol. He's a sex symbol.
For who?
No, he's not.
He thought he was too. With
he's a symbol that tells you never have sex. He's a symbol that says never have sex.
Please.
Okay, wait till y'all see that.
Like, please suck my dick off this picture. Please let me just let me get it.
Oh, and they loving it in the town. They've been reposting it and commenting on it and just clowning his ass.
What's your Twitter, Rob?
Mr. Promo Rob Coney.
That's some funny shit.
It's sad.
I figure that's what we could do from now on. We could do, like, add visuals to the prank call.
Oh, no.
Yo.
You fucked up. You're trying to get me sued. I already ain't making no fucking money. They gonna put a lien on my income taxes. Any fucking pussy sales that I got, they gonna do it. Oh, hell
no. Hey, they do it every day. It's called the National Enquirer. Shit, what you think? They get paid off that shit.
Yo. What you need pictures of is the first call that you did. That shit was so funny. Poor thing. He was crying. He was like,
my he was speechless like a motherfucker.
You know what? I'm going to hit my guy James up and see if I can get a picture of LB because he's not on Twitter.
No. I don't think he'll ever be on Twitter after this, after that call. That's not any cry. That was bad.
Chop my lips and dreams.
You do that to me, I'm going to kill your ass. I'm just telling you right now. You do that to me, I'm killing you.
Do what to you? Prank call you?
Yeah.
Come on.
We cool, but hell no, we ain't that fucking cool.
Nah, we cool. But shit, ain't none of y'all. You ain't got to worry about that. That nigga just touched the nerve. I normally don't do shit like that. See, he's the type of nigga, like, I had nothing bad to say about this nigga up until that point. You feel me? I mean, I ain't really fuck with him, but shit, he ain't a nigga I really dealt with like that, but I ain't had nothing negative to say about the nigga. So for him to go through all the trouble he did just to try to fuck my bitch, nigga, get your own hoe. You know what I'm saying? Or if you gonna fuck a nigga, do it on your own strength. Don't try to throw me under the bus. Shit. I think it was fuck. So, they knew about each other anyway, which he didn't know. So, it is what it is, though.
Note to self, don't throw Rob under the bus, because it could be a national tragedy.
Why?
Oh, wait,
I'm just saying, no one wants to end up like that guy. So, note to self, don't, no, no throwing Rob
I wouldn't do that to you ladies.
And you won't do that to me, but Rob, we have some business we need to talk about because I need some graphics done. You know, I'm loving what you deal with, dude.
Wait a minute, hold on. Y'all ready? I put, now looking for modeling gigs. Please retweet, and it got
I'm about to retweet this right now. I'm gonna retweet this to the West right now. Let me just.
Shorten that shit down to a 30-second conversation. Just have that nigga burr, and I'm going to buy some commercial space and put that shit up on TV. That's
oh,
the next
wow.
Move. I'm advertising the next move. I told him, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse.
It's
so awful.
I know me and you are cool as fuck, and I see what you can do when anybody gets mad at you. I am prepared to offer you a
Coochie coupon.
No, I don't want no problem.
Oh, it's going down.
Oh, my fucking head.
And I'm prepared to give you, to offer you a lifetime of Chalk's Coochie coupons, too, on behalf of myself.
Right. Double that.
You know what? Hold up. Check this out. No, I won't offer you a lifetime of Coochie coupons. I will offer you a lifetime of Chalk's felony head at your whim whenever
felony
you want it, as long as
on
you
demand.
Keep with that.
Felony
I'll
head on demand.
Oh,
on demand.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm not fucking with y'all. I'm upset with y'all. I'm getting the fuck off the air. Y'all have made me mad. Y'all are just auctioning me off like I'm not even here. Like, I don't even count anymore. I don't.
Hey, check this out, though. Check this out, Chalk. You know, I'm still editing the video down, right? So check this out. When he answered the phone, you know what you're going to hear? When he cut the phone and say hello, in the background, you're going to hear YMCA playing. No, you're going to hear YMCA playing in the background.
You should have had him, dude. You should have had him dressed up in a little Indian costume with the little tomahawk and all that with the alcohol.
And send a picture.
Oh,
shit.
You have started something totally different. Now I'm going to take it to a new level with my fucking videos now. Like,
that's what it's all about. It's all about moving forward and expanding. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
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 Hey, and the funny part about it, he waiting for it. He waiting for the call. He like, yeah, he been tweeting, he been putting it on Facebook, but he got this call. He was trying to dumb it down to my homeboy was like, man, yo, if he got anything on you, bro, you just need to call that man. You need to pay him off. You know what I'm saying? Shoot him $100, $200 a month or something, so he won't post that shit, dog. You need to do that shit.
Fuck that. Post it.
Damn.
Fuck that. We ain't taking no buyouts. Post it.
I like, fuck that shit. I say, then it's going to get worse.
We ain't taking no buyouts. Bump that. Bump that, nigga. Let that nigga go. Let that nigga know.
So whether he know it or not, I'm good. Like, I did a lot of shows out there, so I'm good with Comcast cable out there. So it's nothing to email a 30-second, for me to put together a 30-second commercial with nothing but them pictures in there and his voice in the background just saying, burr, burr, burr.
I'm looking for my super sexy black lingerie outfit, and I can't find it.
Oh,
so I see it.
Oh, God. Listen.
I see it.
I'm
getting ready for late night lingerie.
I can't fuck with y'all.
When the BET Awards come on Tuesday?
Yeah.
No idea. Don't know. Don't care.
Tuesday, right? Okay, so that's a good time. I could probably get in and come. I could do the commercial tonight and get it in Monday. Yeah, and it'll add Tuesday night on BET.
That works for me.
Yeah, that'll work. But it only, y'all won't be able to see it, though. It'll only be local, but I can send y'all a copy of it when I finish with it.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Rob.
Huh?
You're going to get fucked up.
Nah, I'm good.
Nah, you're going to get fucked up.
No, he's not.
Trust me, I'm good.
Oh, shit. I ain't fucked up. Oh, my God. Oh, Shanae, I put that shit at 12 p.m.
You need to go fix it, please.
Ooh, wait, got them.
So who you got as a guest tonight?
Nobody, just me and her.
Because you and her, oh, okay.
She now, said she got.
That's the kind of show I like.
We're actually going to be playing music. We're going to be playing our mixes. Matter of fact, we're going to be doing the show you talk about doing on Rude.
How about I have somebody call in tonight?
What's up? They can
Yeah.
I didn't hear you say it again.
I'm not doing the radio show. We're just, whatchamacallit.
Oh, this is on live chat. Oh, this is on stick cam.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, I thought we were doing it on Blog Talk.
No, because if I do it tonight, then I can't do my show later on today.
Oh.
So we can do this, and I can play the music, and they'll still hear it and everything. It'll be the same.
Okay.
Kind of like how we do our tiny chat. Yeah.
But he can't call in, though. Can't nobody. So we wouldn't be able to call like this here in conference like we're doing now.
Nah.
Okay.
Unless you call me on my phone and I put it on speaker.
Oh, no, that ain't going to work.
That'll work. We can do that, though.
Or, unless we, I'm trying to think. If I did it through Skype or Ubu.
I don't have Ubu.
Just stick to what you got going already. We'll figure this shit out for next time. Don't want to
yes.
Do too much last minute.
Yes, we will. So what?
Hold on, ladies. Okay.
Okay.
So it sounds like it's going to be a hot show tonight, ladies.
Yes, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. You want to play?
I would play, but I'm so far away.
You can still play.
Explain that
Come
to
on.
Me.
Don't you got a, you got your computer?
I do have the Mac at the house.
You have a camera?
Aw, damn.
I do have the webcam.
And what are you
well,
doing?
Then all you got to do is cam up, baby. That's it.
So what is this on stick? What did you say, stick cam?
Uh-huh, stickcam.com / Chocolate City, CHOCLATECITY.
Okay. All right, I might have to make this happen when I get back to the crib.
We don't like mice.
Home.
We like yes. We don't like mice. We like yes.
Well, I can't say a positive yes. I got to see what I got going on, but... I'm liking it because I got some sexy black lingerie I've been waiting to bust out because
well,
I haven't been able to use it in a while, so I might have to dust this off.
Oh, shit, so we using, so black is the theme color?
I guess so.
Okay.
Black is the color.
I can do that. So we're going to go ahead and get off and, you know, take food breaks and everything like that and get ready
I'm
to come back.
I'm taking a toy break.
Oh, yeah, at midnight.
Well, you have to make sure you visit my site then so you can re-up.
Well, y'all send me a link to it. And I will certainly visit it like
Jazzy,
now.
Send her a link to... to your thing, because she is most definitely a player. Or she be playing.
What's your Twitter?
At Shanaebe2000. Shanaebe2000.
All right. I will send you a link, and
you'll
have to tell me what you think. Actually, I just put the site out there when I hit Coco Mommy. I just put the site out there, so. Still trying to get some feedback or whatnot. So since you're an avid
player,
well,
I would be
player,
going on as soon as I get out the tub.
That's what's
up. As soon as I get out the tub, I will be on there, baby. Yeah.
That's what's up. I will make sure to send you guys a link.
Okay. So what we're gonna do is at midnight we will be back on, and black is the color.
Black is the color. I'm going to do my best, ladies, to see you guys tonight.
And we will be here. So, Christmas Day, we need to go ahead and tweet that we're having a chocolate panty session tonight from 12 to 1.
12 to 1. I will retweet that.
Okay. And I'm going to get off of here. And it has been so lovely. It's been so lovely. Doing this. I can't wait to come back at 12. This is going to be quite interesting. Very, very interesting. So we good?
All right, ladies. I will see you later.
All right. Everybody have a good night. I'm the fuck out of here.
Y'all about to go?
Yep. Rob, call me on my jet because we're coming back at 12 o'clock.
All right, bet.
All right.